What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There has been a lot going on with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and to sort all of that out, or help us anyway, Chris Hine, who covers the team for the Star Tribune, good enough to join us. And Chris, let's start with the big story, and fans have got to be thrilled. Naz Reid is locked in. The fans love this guy.
They do, and he will be here for at least the next 4 years, it's looking like. Five-year deal with a player option on that fifth year worth up to $125 million. You know, I think for the last year, fans were worried about that player option he turned down here for $15 million. Was he going to opt out? You know, if he opted out, what did it mean? But quite honestly, all along, the Wolves have always thought highly of Naz Reid. Tim Connolly has as well. And when they made the trade to get Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo in here for Karl Anthony Towns, with that came some financial flexibility over the long term and getting off of Towns' Supermax deal. That, along with Rudy Gobert tearing up his player option at the beginning of the season and taking a less money next year than he would have made in 25-26, made it possible for the Wolves to bring back Naz Reid at a contract that's going to start somewhere in the low to mid-20s. You're not quite sure exactly where just yet. But all these things that happened over the last year plus made it possible for the Wolves to bring back Naz Reid for the long term here.
Yeah, and the thing about Naz is he does give the Timberwolves a very solid player in – what he can do on the floor, but also there is that fan component, and that isn't lost on me, because you think of popular athletes in this town over the years. I mean, he is right at the top of the list. I mean, this guy resonates with fans, and I would assume the new owners wanted to win some points as well on that front. I know, number one, it's a basketball decision, but I think his popularity has got to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't think it can be ignored, for sure. It is a basketball decision first and foremost, yeah. But I think you're a little more willing to, you know, make sure that Naz is taken care of and that, you know, he's signed for the long term. I think it's also, you know, for some of his teammates like Jaden McDaniels and Anthony Edwards, you know, these guys have been joined at the hip essentially since they came into the league. So, you know, having these three guys who are friends and have been teammates for, you know, 5 years now here for the long term, I think that was also important to have that kind of accountability or have that kind of continuity, excuse me, not accountability, but have that kind of continuity with these three young guys as your main core for the next, you know, half decade.
Yeah, because there figures to be changes around that core. You've got Naz Reid, you got Anthony Edwards, you mentioned Jaden McDaniels. But, you know, beyond that, in a cap league, and there's severe penalties and luxury taxes, et cetera, for exceeding that cap, you know, that is a big deal to have that core group, because the parts around it certainly are going to change.
Absolutely, and yeah, I think you're going to see that, you know, in coming years as Rudy Gobert ages. Mike Conley's entering the last year of his deal. We'll see what happens here with Julius Randle over the next 48 to 72 hours. But, yeah, to have these three guys locked in long-term as, you know, startable pieces, that's something that not a lot of teams can boast about. And, you know, you look at the number on Naz's contract, some people think it's you know, maybe a slight overpay, but quite honestly, you know, low 20s to mid 20s on a contract, as the salary cap numbers keep jumping up, is going to look more like a bargain, I feel like, especially in like 3 to 4 years, than it does right now. So I think people need to maybe readjust some of their thinking when it comes to when they see some of these numbers. NBA salaries are relative. They're relative to the salary cap. They are not, you know, in a vacuum, like just, oh, look at, he's making $22 million versus 15, you know, something like that from a few years ago. Like, these numbers are jumping up. The salary cap is jumping up quickly. So having somebody in the low to mid-20s is maybe similar to having somebody in, like, the high teens, you know, a few years ago, because the salary cap is jumping up pretty quickly.
It is good to be a solid NBA player. There is no doubt about that. Financially, it's certainly 100%. Good news. There's a lot going on around the team. Let's get your thoughts on the draft. And I know typically teams in the Timberwolves situation where they have generally an established roster, it's going to be hard to crack the rotation for any of the new guys coming in.
It will be, yeah. I think the draft this past week, developmental projects, Yoann Berenguer, the French big man who they selected at 17 overall, that's going to likely be a developmental year or two even for him, you know, getting reps in Iowa. Because he, you know, hadn't seriously played basketball until 2021. So he's just going to need a lot of reps, a lot of seasoning in the G League, in Iowa. You know, that seems like it's going to be the plan. He'll be around the team for sure. But, yeah, I think, you know, Rocco Zagarski, same thing. They're going to need some reps. They're going to need development. So I wouldn't be looking for these draft picks to contribute right away, but I think they're just, you know, adding to the depth at center, you know, as you stare down, you know, the end of Rudy Gobert's career and however long that's going to take. But Rudy's going to be, I think, 32, 33 this coming season. So you have to make a plan for what's going to happen at center down the road, and I think that's what this draft was about.
Yeah, and you brought up Julius Randle. What are your thoughts at this moment? I mean, what are the scenarios, if you will?
Yeah, I think the team wants to get something done. I think, you know, they're going to try to get that going here. We'll see. These things are always delicate and tricky. He can opt in to the last year of his deal at $31 million. So what does a new deal look like? Does he opt in and sign a new deal on top of that? Does he tear up this deal and, you know, just sign a flat-out extension right away? So there's a number of options on the table here. But the one thing I can say is the team wants to have him around, and they are working on something to try to make sure he's here.
So the feeling is at this moment for the Timberwolves going forward, this club could look very similar when they open camp this fall.
It can, yeah, and I think that's one thing you have to prepare for is that, yeah, this you know, I think the only player who, if I had to categorize him as not likely to be back just based on how things are shaping up, is probably Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But beyond that, if they can bring back Julius Randle, and yeah, I think at that point they're going to be so hard pressed up against the second apron, it's going to be very hard for them to make any other really significant additions to the roster, because they want to stay under the second apron, because if they go above it, that means they're subject to all these roster building penalties that come with that. So Tim Connelly said as much the other night that they want to stay below the second apron. So if they can bring Julius back at around $30-31 million, Naz's new deal, it just doesn't leave them a lot of wiggle room to go out and make a big splash of free agency. But, you know, listen, we were at this point last year with the Wolves. They didn't really make many moves in free agency. And then what happened 2 days before training camp? They traded Karl Anthony Towns. So you never know. Like, just because it may look relatively the same on July 1st or 2nd, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the same throughout the course of the season.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, and it is done. Glenn Taylor is no longer an owner. It is Mark Lorry. It is Alex Rodriguez in charge. And when that happened, when the Board of Governors approved it, there was a media talk about them wanting a new building. And even Glenn Taylor on his way out the door said, yeah, you know, at some point Target Center is going to need to be replaced. And now the work begins. It will take time to put something together, whether it's a new building downtown, near downtown, or somewhere else. This doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't. It's going to be multi-year process here, and yeah, I think the work is just going to be beginning soon here. So, you know, we're staring at a long road ahead here to figure out, first of all, where it's going to happen, what it's going to look like, how much it's going to cost. Mark Lorry told me the other day that the plan is to have it all privately funded. I know that is a big sticking point for a lot of people. They do not want to publicly fund an arena, understandably so. It's been a bad track record over the last 2 or 3 decades of cities publicly funding arenas and stadiums. So I think they're aware of that, and they at least on the record have said that they are prepared to privately fund whatever they're getting ready to build. So we will see how this process plays out. Word is there's a couple locations downtown that might suit what they're looking for. We'll see if they think that as well. I just a lot right now that's in the air as to what might happen with that.
Yeah, very early in the process. And I think to complicate that is what the Wild are looking for over in St. Paul. They want to remodel not only of their building, but the entire complex, including River Center, a parking ramp. There's a lot of money on the table there as well. So get ready for more stadium and arena debates. What we do know is that it is safe to say for the next few seasons at least, they will be at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. We can be assured of that.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan here. I don't see that changing anytime soon. But, yeah, right now, you know, it's all about figuring out where that location is going to be. And, you know, and then Mark and Alex basically selling their vision to, you know, whether it's local governments, fan bases, and kind of really putting the pitch behind getting everybody involved and excited about it, even if there isn't going to be, you know, this sort of public money going behind it. It's still going to be a major shift for the franchise, a major shift for downtown Minneapolis. Even, you know, even if it's just the Wolves leaving Target Center and going somewhere else, it's still going to be a huge loss for downtown if that happens and they don't relocate downtown. We'll see what happens. There's going to be so much, and yeah, we'll be all over it at the Star Tribune, that's for sure. Not just me, but probably a lot of other reporters in the mix as well on that story.
And we want to remind you, Chris's brand new book on Anthony Edwards called Ant is available wherever you buy books. And by the way, Chris, congrats on that. I know it was a lot of work, and you're proud of it, and rightfully so.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks since it's been out. It's been awesome to see the reception, people tweeting me and hitting me up on social media with copies of the book, telling me what their favorite parts were. It's been really cool. Appreciate you letting me always come on and plug it, Steve. Thank you so much for that. Oh. It's been awesome to see it out in the world and see people's reactions to it. It's been very rewarding for sure.
Always good to visit with you, Chris. Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Steve.
There he is, Chris Hine, Star Tribune, covers the Timberwolves. A lot going on there. Huge news, Nas signed, sealed, and delivered. And I think everybody feels good about that. And we'll see about Julius Randle. It sounds like, at the moment anyway, barring a huge trade this summer by Tim Connelly, they may roll it back next season. I don't know if I'm all that opposed to that. It is 5:21. We'll come back, put a bow on it. 5:30, we're out today a little bit earlier with the early Twins game in Detroit here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.